music, more recorded music, more music. We need more music. All right, so I am going to close it out with the Sue's request. Oh, she suggested it during the concert report, and you know what? I feel like I'm gonna honor it because I feel like hearing this song. This is Juliana Hatfield's cover of Physical from her Olivia Newton-John covers album. And enjoy. See you next week. 91.5 WMFO.
Welcome to Meta World Monday, live on a Thursday? Thursday morning. Wake up, sheeple. Timmy Turner, my name is Doug Dimmadome, owner of the Dimmsdale Dimmadome. Packed barn in the studio today. Tempo through the roof. We have myself, Meta World Pete, Reed Cohen, middle name redacted, Ariel Stern back in studio, and Livingston Duke. Promises to be a good time. I'm going to hit you with just straight Doug Dimmadome, and then we're going to get into a little bit more. It's 12:04 in the morning. You're listening to WMFO in Medford. All you late night listeners, be ready for a smooth ride. Like I said, packed barn, live studio audience, no laugh track, no sound effects. It's all real. It's all authentic. We have so much to talk about. It's that explicit. I don't want to say explicit, but it's really free form today. So, buckle your seatbelt, strap in. You probably thought we're done with all the Doug Dimmadome stuff, but you're absolutely wrong. Just strap in for one of these, and then we'll really see what you're made of.
Timmy Turner, my name is Doug Dimmadome, owner of the Dimmsdale Dimmadome. Thank you for locating my long-lost son, Dale Dimmadome, heir to the Dimmsdale Dimmadome fortune. If there's anything I can ever do to repay you for your kindness, all you need to do is ask.
Doug Dimmadome, owner of the Dimmsdale Dimmadome.
That's right, Doug Dimmadome, owner of the Dimmsdale Dimmadome.
Oh yeah, I don't play dubstep on the show, so that's a no for me. But we are live in studio with friends. Wow, I didn't even know dubstep still existed. Excited to find out that it does. Livingston Dube, follow her on Instagram. You won't get a follow back. Very, very exclusive group. Why don't y'all, y'all just share
let's
and
get really let's get intimate.
Oh, we're all using one mic. Reed, unnecessarily. obviously, we know it is bottomless week
really
in studio. No one has pants on, so we're excited about that.
We all have shorts on.
Exactly right. Livingston Dube wearing her Coachella sweatshirt.
She came back a changed woman from Coachella.
Really, so different, you won't recognize me.
Yeah, tell us what's changed. I can feel your spirituality.
Oh, here we go.
The thing is, what hasn't really? That's the better question.
Where do we even start? Wow.
Ask better questions next time.
Yeah, you know what?
This is on you.
That's on me. I notice you're wearing a crown made of flowers, and you have tribal tattoos over your head.
She's not wearing a shirt. Like, everything is
just...
No, just
sunflower pasties.
Crystal bronze.
Yeah. Oh, I hope we're really painting a picture for all those listeners back home.
She shaved off all her hair.
That's just the right thing to do. We are logging in. We got to do some bureaucratic stuff. You know the deal. I don't want you to listen to... Hear that?
I don't want you guys listening to that. No fun.
It adds.
I don't know what that means. Is that a Coachella phrase?
Guys, what does that mean? Please, it adds to it.
It adds.
No, it doesn't add. Subtract. I'm going to subtract that.
It's fine, guys.
Yeah, I get it.
You wouldn't get it.
Did you see? Yeah. Oh, well, go eat your poutine and maple syrup.
Good one.
Who was the real victim? The maple syrup. People forget that. Maple syrup high story. Breaking that.
Everybody watch the documentary. It's a crazy story.
We'll get into it. We're going to play some Teedra Moss while I just do some, eat my steady diet of government cheese and do my little sign in and whatnot. But if you don't like this, then you can get the French out of my face. How about that? Troubleshooted the board. That's easy. Totally figured out by myself. No help. Ken Doob, new training coordinator. Proud of you. Okay. It is 12-12. Make a wish. What did I wish for? World peace.
That's really beautiful.
Thank you. I always drink to world peace. My name is Meta World Pete. It is a playoff of Meta World Peace, so I think it's only fitting First time guy on the show is Reed Cohen.
Welcome, Reed.
Oh,
welcome.
Thank you, guys.
Care to introduce yourself, tell a little something about yourself, funny anecdote, embarrassing middle school story, ideal, but do whatever feels right.
I don't even know where to begin. My name is Reed. I'm from the one and only New York City.
Only in New York.
Only in New York.
I
read
that.
The New Yorker and the New York Times exclusively, and this is probably the first time I've mentioned to my friends here that I'm from New York.
Self-proclaimed lib snowflake?
That's me, guys. I don't shy away from that.
Yeah. No, you're going to want to shoulder into that one. Don't run from it.
And as for embarrassing middle school anecdotes, I don't know about you guys, but on my Facebook, all these look back posts have been coming out. Yeah. So I've been seeing everything I posted on Facebook in 2010. And may I tell you that I posted a string of 19 videos without any picture to it, only sound with a caption. I know you can't see it, but the audio is very funny. Please watch. And you
what's
know
the audio?
Me and my friends doing our math projects. It was hilarious. Vaguely funny, maybe.
Ooh, why is
I think we
Facebook,
should go look for that.
Facebook memories never gets it right. It's always showing me something I really don't want to see.
I use it as a tool to delete it.
A reminder that we should, you know, erase your past online. My middle school story would be obviously I'm dating Maddie Mulford, eighth grade babe. Super beautiful.
Good for you.
Yeah, no, it actually was like, whoa, Pete, well done. And we're in gym class together naturally, and it's hot. It's long jump day, so I'm like, got to impress my girl. And Meg Sedera is there, who's, you know, she's the hottest girl in the school, so it's like it's a 2-for-1
hotter than
deal.
Your girlfriend?
It's Pete's backup.
It doesn't matter. The point being is I'm going to impress everyone in the class. I'm going to jump longer than anyone else can. So I do my, I get my full run up in my full green suit, green shorts, green tops, school issued. Hit the platform, and we don't have a sand pit, so you land on a mat. I'm flying through there. I'm like, oh, I got this. Meg Sedera is actually on the other end marking where everyone lands. So I'm like, she's going to get a front row seat to my greatness. Next thing you know, hit the mat, fly forward, get up, pants are off. They slid off in the accident. Everyone's laughing at me. I have to run out. Naturally, Maddie and I broke up a few days later. So, yeah, that would be my embarrassing middle school story. No one was impressed. I didn't even get the longest jump of the day. So, but I think I had it coming, frankly, and I've been humbled ever since that day. So, anyone else care? I feel like I really just opened up.
I know, I can't really top that, I don't think.
It's hard to top. I have a couple of other stories I'll share with you off the air. Because of profanity. I know, Kendall, it's explicit hour time, but let's have some decency. It's a decent show. Kendall, you obviously have a lot of embarrassing stories. I mean, come on. Kendall,
it's
your
correct.
Mic works
That's
now,
correct.
By the way.
Does it?
Yeah.
Oh, hi.
Barely.
Does it?
Nah, just use the other one.
Come back over
Ariel.
Here.
How are you? Yeah, I have a few. I'll think of some. Bring it back in a later segment, I think.
Oh, you're not ready?
Not ready on the spot, no. I feel like you might have had that one prepared, and I'm not convinced.
Well, it's always on, like,
delivery.
It's always on the front of my mind. Yeah. Like, ever since that moment, I haven't stopped thinking about it. It's kind of shaped me.
Your first heartbreak, you never forget.
No, you don't. I wish
guess that
could.
Probably wasn't your first heart.
No,
Matty Gavin,
right.
sixth grade.
So I was already a broken man at this point. That's why I was trying to prove myself so badly.
Right.
Matty Gavin, she pulled at my heartstrings. Also, currently a UCLA DJ. Shout out DJs. We're on the same path. So it's not too late for us.
I see the stars aligning for you guys sometime in the future again.
Yeah, if you're listening, Maddie, please come back.
You said that about someone else a few days ago on the radio. Hannah.
My first kiss.
Your first kiss. Right? You said, Hannah, please come back.
So how long
really
have you been a woman?
Hannah turned out to be a lesbian, actually. Just found that out. But good for her. Good for her. Please. All right, what do we... Oh, we're allowed to play explicit music, you said?
We are. Have fun.
Are you sure?
We were talking about smooth, like...
No, we're not going
night.
Smooth. We're going Cardi B, Bad Bunny.
Oh, that works too.
This was requested by...
everyone.
Hannah, right? Or Nat. Somebody.
Did someone...
Or it could have been your voice on the phone. I don't know. You all were yelling. I was nervous.
Sorry.
Cardi B, Bad Bunny, and the gang.
Speakerphone is stressful, so
we're gonna do a deep dive into speakerphone conversations on the other side of this. For now, dial in Cardi B, hottest in the game. Heard of her? I thought so. Coming through your speakers.
I like diamonds, I like stunning, I like shining, I like $1 million deals, where's my pen, bitch I'm signing, I like those Balenciagas, the ones that look like socks, I like going to the Tula, I put rocks all in my watch, I like texts from my exes when they want a second chance, I like proving niggas wrong, I do what they say I can't, they call me Cardi, Cardi, banging body, spicy mommy, hot tamale, hotter than a Somali, bird, go, Rari, hop up the stoop, jump in the coupe, big dip on top of the roof, flexing on bitches as hard as I can, eating halal, driving a lamb, saw that bitch, I'm sorry though, got my coins like Mario, yeah they call me Cardi B, I run this shit like cardio, Diamond District in the chain, certified, you know I'm gang, 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 drop the top and blow the brand, oh he's so handsome, what's his name,
hello? Hello? Testing? Testing? Oh, there I am. Emergency embarrassing story. Ariel was starting to tell a story off the air, but it had a strong start, so I put it on the air. Your thoughts. Ariel, you started with middle school.
Yeah, I was saying that I don't really have any, like, on-the-spot, long middle school embarrassing stories. However, I'm very small. You can't see me, but just picture me, okay. And I'm small. My That's voice true. May not sound like I'm that small, but I'm small.
Mm-hmm.
Small enough that I fit perfectly inside of a locker, and all my friends knew it. So I think it was like, had to have been like fifth grade. I think when we had just gotten lockers for the first time, it was a big deal. And it was like the first week of school, and I just got right in there. I'm like, guys, look, I can fit. How cool is that?
Mm-hmm.
Closed the door on me. They're like, let's see if anybody notices. The lock is literally broken, and I'm stuck in there for like another 30 minutes, and they had to come get me out.
Oh, wow.
And the
first of
Jonah,
all.
I had a crush on Jonah. There were four Jonahs in my grade. Jonah A, Jonah S, Jonah M, Jonah D. I had a crush on Jonah
Sounds
M
like
at
a bunch
time.
Of good Catholic boys.
A bunch of good Catholic boys. I had a crush on one of them, and he got me out of the locker. So that was
yeah. And next thing
that
you know,
was saucy.
That's really yeah. nice. I don't want to say you were asking for it, but you did put yourself
I did.
The locker.
That's the unfortunate part.
I have a similar story.
You fit in the locker?
No, but I was at my buddy's house, and his housekeeper slash nanny, Visha, from beautiful Poland. We've got a Polish guy in studio, reads Polish.
So
much. Well, you guys can talk about that, but for now, we'll focus on my childhood trauma.
Sorry.
Visha decides she has the jurisdiction to put me in timeout. And I'm like, I'm not under your power. Like, this is like, you're not in charge of me at all. Yeah, classic Polish lady, right? She's always doing stuff like that. She's like, all right, quit running your mouth. Locks me in my buddy's bathroom for 3 hours. And I'm sobbing, obviously, sobbing. Tears stream down my face. Like yeah. so confused because like I'm at my friend's house. This is not like I'm at my own house. Like someone's mom, like someone who's not in charge of me is punishing me, and I couldn't lock the door in a bathroom for the next like 6 years of my life.
Yeah, something like that happened to me.
Oh, here we go.
Oh no.
When I was
Visha, you have a Visha
no,
in your life.
No.
She go pita bread. That's what she called me. Stop that! I don't like that. Pita bread.
Clever though. Clever
yeah, that's
for
good.
Someone
no, I, yeah.
who's not a native Englishman.
I know she was quick with the wit and quick to lock the door on you for 3 hours.
Yeah.
Sorry, go on.
I was at a birthday party when I was like 6 or 7. Mm,
the best ones.
Yeah. Oh, when birthday parties were the most fun.
Oh,
when
certainly.
You looked forward with all your heart to yeah. the goodie bag at the
oh,
end.
Oh my gosh.
I
Status.
Went into a bathroom and locked the door.
Oh no.
I locked myself in, and when I tried to get out, the door was locked. I couldn't get out, and
Prepare
I was
yourself.
Like banging on it, banging on it for 20 minutes. Like, no one was hearing me because it's a child's birthday party. It's very loud.
Mm-hmm.
I'm crying, and my yeah. dad ends up coming through and just busting down the door, and he rescued me.
Oh,
but
here,
I couldn't lock a door for 10 years.
Here, yeah, 10.
Wow.
Yikes, that's a good sentence.
That was a hard
one. I couldn't lock it down for 20 years. All right, all right.
You think that's a good story? Counter story. I'm in the water park capital of the world, Wisconsin Dells.
Oh, yeah.
If you're not from the Midwest, get the F out of my face because it's the best place in the world. More water parks per capita. No, but I've been to Great Wolf
Lodge.
Great Wolf Lodge. Timber Ridge Lodge in Grand Geneva. That's one of the ads they do. It's a Midwestern thing. I don't expect you to understand. Those who know, know. Point being, I'm at a place called Roboland.
Sounds so sketchy.
It is extremely. There's nothing besides Motel 6s for miles in either direction.
But also, Roboland doesn't sound like. Is it a water park?
No, it's not a water park. So
this is Wisconsin Dells.
Yeah, it's also the robot capital of the world. It's like the Silicon Valley of the Midwest, not to brag. Regardless, this is a robot themed. I want to say maze, but you basically enter down this one. Somehow it's a one-way elevator. I don't understand how that works. It only goes down. I don't know how you get back up. I'm with my grandma and my sister, and I'm going through Roboland, and all I see is like R2-D2, C-3PO. It's not Star Wars themed. Those are just two of the marquee robots you see. And then there's a mirror maze, robots everywhere. I kid you not, I'm in there for 2 hours. I cannot, like, this is impossible, Mirror Maze.
With your grandma?
Every turn, with grandma. Grandma has no idea where we are. I'm starting to get spooked. My sister's, like, she's okay, but, like, I'm getting close to tears, and I want to leave, and I'm not a huge robot guy. I don't like computers. That might be part of it. I'm not sure. Anyway, end up burst out a fire exit, alarms going off, jump a fence, and just get in the car. And grandma's like, yeah, look, we got to go. And that was my Roboland, and that's why I still can't use a computer to this day.
Typewriters only.
Typewriters only. Can't trust that new technology. Don't go to Roboland if you're in the Wisconsin
Dells.
But do
go to the Wisconsin
Dells. Do go to Timbridge Lodge or Great Wolf Lodge. Yeah. Sorry. So this is a traumatic. We're really digging deep. This is another therapy
counter
session.
Counter story. No.
Yeah, you have a counter story?
Actually.
Triple counter? Okay.
Don't get hopes up like that.
Yeah, wow. I was starting to get excited. We'll play music, right?
It's what the people want.
That's why people tune in the show. First of all, I haven't been checking, but I imagine hundreds of thousands tuning in right now. Campus is alive today.
Alive,
Kendall said.
Alive.
Oh, yeah, yeah. We're
with the sound of music.
All right. Santa Gold. You know the song, Ariel.
Tell me, dear, what's it gonna be? Cause I got girls around the world who be loving me. So tell me, dear, what's it gonna be? Cause I got girls around the world who be loving me. Yeah, I got girls who be loving me. Yeah, I got girls around the world who be loving me. Yeah, I got girls who be loving me. Yeah, I got girls around the world who be loving me. I had to swerve on little mama, cause she out here with that llama. Alpaca on my armor, staying warm in any storm. A super chef with the snow captain, out here move it, make it happen. Drop the top on them like, oh god, damn what happened. Hair be going, curls be blowing, girls be going crazy, hun. See me in your city playing shows at the stadium. Songs be going up and down and turning smiles from your frown. I just wanna get you now, now. So tell me, dear, what's it gonna be? Cause I got girls around the world who be loving me. So tell me, dear, what's it gonna be? Cause I got girls around the world who be loving me.
So tell me, dear, what's it gonna be? Cause I got boys around the world who be loving me. So tell me, dear, what's it gonna be? Cause I got boys around the world who be loving me. Doesn't matter where you at, I've been turned up. Come in my house, I win, you lost. Got no time to hear you out, my shit taking off. Won't be around to take your phone call. Call me a fashion blade, little man. I've been pulling stunts from France to Japan. Cause say I'm the shit, 20 languages.
loving me. Yeah, I got girls around the world who be loving me.
So tell me, dear, what's it gonna be? Cause I got boys around the world who be loving me.
So tell me, dear,
Kendall solo.
I was trying to do some backup. Like some backup.
You did a great job.
Well, Emily,
mama. Who be loving me? Yeah, I got boys. Who be loving me? Yeah, I got boys around the world. Who be loving me?
Wow. I think we really enhanced that song. Sentence enhancers.
No, what you said about it earlier today was, I think, spot on. That we can do it better than them.
Yeah. I mean, that goes for a lot of things. And that's why we're really making waves in the community. Reed, you were saying something unintelligible off the air. I actually don't know what it was.
He was saying that he grew up real fast because he lives in a city, in a big city.
Yeah, the concrete jungle.
By the age of 12, things just got really weird.
Yeah, I don't know about that because I had a backyard and a grill.
George Foreman.
Top of the line.
So,
you got
a
rotisserie chicken on it.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if it's weirder than anyone else's childhood, but I had a full beard that grew down to my nipples by age 13. And by age 15, my back was just covered in hair.
Yeah. Well, I was in the womb for 18 months. I was born at 25 pounds, 16 ounces.
3 years.
Full head of teeth. So, talk about growing up fast. God, I just got thrown into it. I hit the ground running. I learned to run before I learned to crawl. I'll say that much. That makes sense. Anyway, can do just hit her head on the mic. I'll give us some gentle Shawn Mendes background music. Cause Sean's
is it the Japan song?
Yes, it's Lost in Japan. You can't even hear it, but the listeners can hear.
Guys, in my blood. Let's listen to that one later.
Oh, you're so needy. I don't know.
Guys, the weather's warm. I'm a country fan now. I just discovered.
Oh, God, no.
I'm sorry.
Wait, me too.
We take a firm stance against
country
music.
And which country are you a fan of?
That's a classic joke.
That was funny.
Reed is a comedic genius.
I didn't even get that I was about to answer. That would have been
guys, PSA, blackout emergency classic. It's 12:30, so I have to read this. If the electrical power and everything... Wait, let me get Shawn Mendes in the back. Oh, I don't think this is the right vibe.
Okay. What is the right blackout vibe?
Do you have a blackout emergency? Oh, now we have a caller. Yikes. All right. Sean, be quiet. Caller! Hello, caller. You're live on Metal World Monday, live on a Thursday?
Good question, baby.
You're on the air. What's up?
Yeah, I got a beef with this Reed Kelly.
Well, frankly, you're not alone.
I think he's doing the show.
Yeah.
I think he's having him on again.
I think he's threatening my throne.
I don't care what you say. I don't care what this guy says. You know, libertarians are never going to win.
No.
I know it's not a political show, but this guy's a liar.
I know.
And I've been S-worded over too many times.
Yeah. No.
We hear you.
And thank you for censoring yourself on the air. And frankly, I think...
you're welcome. Get this guy... I don't want hate viewed out of... Over the airways in the air, and I can smell it. And
yes. Just, yes. Yes. You're getting me enraged.
How many pairs of glasses does this guy have on
there? He's wearing several pairs. And frankly, he still can't see you down.
I have eyes in the back of my head. I need it for my back of the head eyes.
Shut up!
I'm sick of it! Raise your hand if you've been personally victimized by Reed Cohen. Show of hands.
Everyone's in on air that I'm raising my hand. Okay? Look, this guy claims to be a businessman. He's never even been on Cisco Business Systems. This guy claims to be a scientist. I've never even seen him in the lab.
That's true.
And he claims to be a ladies' man, and yeah, that's true. He's great.
That part, he's got silver tongue.
I want to know. All right. You know, I'm all ranting.
Sir, are you running?
I want to say that Cardi B was great, and keep doing what you're doing.
Really appreciate all the rage you brought to the show. We need more anger.
And
frankly, I completely relate, and we will reprehend.
It wants the walking around money.
It wants to get out.
To go to the farmer's market. You know what I mean?
Special two for one. Okay, okay, caller. We're going to go discipline Reed Cohen. Thank you for your input. We'll be in touch very, very soon.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
All right, God bless. Yeah. Good night, caller. Wow, what a pleasure. That was
what
one
a
of
roller
our,
coaster yeah. that was.
Oh. I always love feedback.
Construct. That was constructive.
Constructive.
You can't knock him for that.
Yeah. I will get those eyeballs removed. from the front. I
from
only
the
want
front.
The back,
the back ones stay.
You got to watch it back.
I mean, everyone knows you're blind as a bat.
Don't you bring my issues up.
I'm sorry. That was completely uncalled for. Can I get to the PSA? It's a legal issue. And we're going to get it. I'm going to end it right on the drop of this song if we do it right. Blackout emergency preparedness. If the electrical power and everything else that depended on it, like cellular communication systems and the internet shut down, would you freak out? How long would you stay at home with the supplies you've currently got? Do you have enough stored water and ready to eat food to last 3 days? How about a week? Unexpected situations such as power outage, water disruption, or other emergencies can happen anytime. Oh, the beat, it's coming. The beat's coming. Oh, God. Oh, no! In addition to food and water, it's also a great idea to keep a few flashlights and other non-flammable light sources handy. Candles and other open flames can be super dangerous, and the worst possible time to cause a fire is when there's no lights and no emergency vehicles going on. Public service announcement from ready.gov and WMFO and Medford Tufts Educational Radio. Thanks! We were all just commenting on my ability to speed read. I'm blessed, frankly. And they said it would never happen, given the functioning of my brain. But frankly, I feel good tonight. And Reed was just talking about he's a political science major. yeah. What were you talking about that about?
Well, I was saying how I major both in political science and English. Ariel over here is a major in English.
You jerk.
Ariel. How long are we?
We just got
to
that.
Okay, we're diving into
deep
this.
Dive,
here we go.
Deep
okay.
dive. What the heck, man?
It's one of those things, Reed.
And she gets peeved about it.
My mic? It's right here.
Oh, okay? She's trying okay. to, he's trying to throw go. You off now. No,
here
have
we
it
go,
out.
Reed.
Have it out.
So,
this is a long time coming.
When I was talking about middle school, when I was in middle school.
Oh.
There's something happening. It's an emergency, low key.
Is
but
there
we're
a
fine. We're good. It doesn't matter.
There's
we're
a blackout.
No, it's just. We're. Oh, no. Okay. Anyways, we're good. My middle school story is that my.
I can't say there's
no,
an emergency.
No, it's not a real emergency.
Listeners, it's not like a. It's a localized.
It's a localized.
Just for
personal,
us emergency.
Just for me and my friend over here. Emergency, but I'm still running. My middle school. Math teacher in sixth grade.
No, you're fine.
Is Miss Dietz. She would say, her name is Duffy Dietz. She would say, I before E, except after C, and in the case of Duffy Dietz, just so we would always remember how to spell her name.
Huh.
However, okay. She hated me because I was terrible at math. And no that's still a fact there. Today. We all know that Ariel's bad at math.
Is that why we're majoring in English?
Exactly. And she would call me Ariel every day. Just and I thought it was just like one of those things, like she's like an angry woman. I didn't want to mess with her. So I'm like, fine, you can call me Ariel. Yeah. Last day of school, I kid you not, I'm leaving the classroom and she says, have a great summer, Ariel.
Wow.
She freaking knew my name the entire time. And since then.
Rattled.
Fully rattled. And I would get very frustrated when teachers would call me Ariel instead of Ariel. And now I'm a little bit over it. But when a close friend of mine is, Reed and I are so close.
Yeah. Besties.
Best friends. We tell each other everything. We spend every hour of every day together. And he just mispronounced my name.
You know what?
What was the origin of the sentence, though?
What it's sentence? Not as relevant anymore.
All right, fine.
Origin of what sentence?
I'd like
Why
to
Why did he call you Ariel? What were you even talking about?
Because I mentioned your name.
Oh, something about me being an English major.
You're an English major?
No.
Oh, so I guess you're on majoring in your native tongue, huh? Loser.
Loser. No, actually, I love English. Loser. I love the study of English.
Yeah. Shakespeare, Malcolm Gladwell.
That's it.
Those are the big two right there. I've got Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. God bless this bed that I lie on. That's a little Catholic late-night prayer for you idiots. You need God in your life, frankly. It's a religious show now.
We just changed it up on you, and you didn't even see it coming.
I saw it coming.
What are you talking about?
The fact us? That you just turned it into a religious show.
I just thought you guys were fighting, and I don't like to see my friends fight, so I brought the power of Jesus Christ.
Well, our lovely caller said was angry, and you said, we need more anger on this
we
show.
We do need more rage.
And I just...
But
I
not directed brought at each other. Just yeah, directed... No.
Directed at outward, towards the outward. Masses.
Entropy.
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 The disorganization of the universe. I think you're onto something. Enthalpy? We're going to have to Google that after the break. Drake, come on now. You already know.
Sitting in here tonight. Whoa. Hold on, hold on.
I keep letting you back in. How can I explain myself? You said you care for me, care for me.
Louisiana shit. Murder on the beat. Something for y'all to cut up to, you. Yeah. Everybody get your motherfucking roll on. I know shorty and she doesn't want no slow song. Had a man last year, life goes on. Haven't let the thing loose, girl, in so long. You been inside, know you like to lay low. I've been peeping what you bringing to the table. Working hard, girl, everything paid for. First, last phone bill, car, no cable. With your phone out, gotta hit them angles. With your phone out, snapping like you Fabo. And you showing off, but it's alright. And you showing off, but it's alright. It's a short life. Without a follow, without a mention. You really piping up on these niggas. You gotta be nice for what to these niggas? I understand. You got a 100 bands, you got a baby Benz. You got some bad friends. High school pics, you was even bad then. You ain't stressing off no lover in the past tense. You already had them. Work at 8 a.m., finish round 5. Post talk down, you don't see them outside. Yeah, they don't really be the same offline. You know dog days, you know hard times. Doing overtime for the last month. Saturday, call the girls, get them gassed up. Gotta hit the club, gotta make the ass jump. Gotta hit the club like you hit the motherfucking angles. With your phone out, snapping like you Fabo. And you showing off, but it's alright. And you showing off, but it's alright. It's a short life.
These hoes, your boy.
Watch the breakdown.
Yeah.
new Drake, obviously.
Brand new. Came out yesterday.
Hot off the presses. This is a special segment we call Drake and Drake.
Sorry?
I wasn't aware that this was happening, but I'm happy it is.
If you open up your mind,
see what's inside.
It's gonna take some time to realize.
Sorry.
Look inside, I'm sure you'll find. Over your shoulder, know that I'll always be
pulling.
Wow, really well done. Everyone's clapping.
We have a live studio audience. They're literally. Thanks, guys.
Yeah, they're blowing it over there. Enough.
Please,
seriously.
Come on.
That is a new segment called Drake and Drake. More to come.
I
want
to see more of that, actually.
Oh, there's just a well to pick from, to draw from. What do you do from a well?
You draw from it.
Anyway, we'll draw from that well more and more. And more and
you
more.
Slurp from that well.
Oh, yes.
The word you just suggested.
Nope.
Oh.
Don't like it.
Oh, that's.
Oh, this is the segment in the show where we do mouth noises.
Unfortunate.
People love this segment. I don't know what that is. Oh, I don't know. That's just a smash.
How many?
It's towards our demographic.
We lost all.
I did refresh the feed just now, and people are calling their friends. They listen into these noises. 12:45 in the morning, Thursday morning. I'm rattled. Reed's here. He's wearing his liberal propaganda, and I hate it. He's got the wireframes, the alternative band that he knows someone in, the bracelets,
Burks.
The Burks, and the stripe. And
really
the stripe
painting
shorts.
A beautiful picture of him.
Anyway, I can feel.
And he's also handsome.
And he's also handsome. That is the huge redeeming factor. As you know, myself, staunch conservative. So, or I'm trying to rebrand myself. <'cause> I just think it's Kanye's doing it. So.
It's coming back in style, guys.
Yeah,
let's all turn into conservatives.
Yeah.
I'm ready for
We're
it.
We're on our way there. This isn't a political show. Don't at me.
It's a religious one.
But it's a religious one.
Yeah, while you were gone, we turned this into a religious
show.
I
brought,
think that's
I kept,
an important segue that we need to make.
God. Yeah.
God
do we believe
God
in?
Squad. People talk
God
a lot
squad.
About the Wad Squad, but
we're talking
what
the,
about
God
the God
Squad.
Squad? I mean, people talk about consent between two people, but did you ask Jesus? It's a three-way conversation.
I was wondering where that was going.
I was like, I didn't really know
it's
how
a conversation.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a conversation.
He got some gospel for you.
Yeah. Woo! Okay, I'm going to play more music because this is going off the rails right now. But Rex Orange County.
I need to know.
I can't even get the lyrics right. Just listen to
when you're not around, and I'm feeling down. So won't you stay for a moment so I can say I need you so. 'Cause right now you know that nothing gives me. And I'm obsessed with you. Then I fell to the ground, and she smiled at me instead.
I don't wanna see you cry. You don't have to feel this emptiness. She said, I love you till the day that I die. Well, maybe she's right. Like I'm not me. And to be honest, I don't even know why I let myself get down in the first place. Trying to keep on my bad days. Sunflowers still moving high, waiting for a minute to seen through my eyes. You know you need to get yourself to sleep and dream a dream of you and I. There's no need to keep an open eye. I promise I'm the one for you, just let me hold you in these arms tonight. I'm lucky to be me, you can see it in my face. Back when I fucked my shit up too many times, why would I let myself get down in the first? She sat me down and told me that I didn't have to cry. Said I didn't need to get down or feel empty inside. And then told me that she'll love me for as long as she's alive. And well, maybe she's right, cause I hate it when I feel like I'm not me. See, I honestly don't even know why. I honestly don't even know why.
MGH, always a lit crowd there, if you know what I mean.
Do you think it's MGH?
Oh. That was definitely not MGH. Yeah, I was thinking like Medford, Somerville.
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 Anyway. Yeah, we're sending hospitals, so come through in the ambulam. That's what we call my car. Put lights on top. And I'm fine. Also, furthermore, not only that, but those are
henceforth.
Accordingly so.
Those are, oh, okay.
Thank you.
Sheesh.
I'm saying adios, guys.
Whoa.
Why are you leaving?
Whoa, Derek.
Jenna's here. I will
are
be
you
posting
sending hospital?
The vague hospital selfie where people like ask me if everything's
yeah,
okay.
Yeah, like a little bracelet.
Yeah, be like, oh, waiting say, room.
waiting room vibes.
Waiting room.
Actually, probably post not an if I Insta joke from about it.
Probably not. Yeah, be like, no, oh, the line is so long it's here.
Full house.
They're so strict on IDs.
Really
they're so strict on IDs.
All right. Well.
Okay. Well, update us.
Yeah. Keep us in the loop.
Lexi Cohen, we love you dearly.
We love you. And
we wish you the best.
These next few songs are for you. Livingston.
Everyone, say goodbye to Kendall.
Goodbye,
Kendall.
We love you.
She gone?
She gone? Huh. What do we say?
Thank
Ugh.
God.
Thank God she's gone.
That girl was like an anchor. Wait. Have you heard of Bootstrap Bill? Yeah, it's Bootstrap wow. Dubs.
Thank God we have like 7 minutes.
Kenchella.
8 minutes. Just kidding. We love her.
Yeah, we like her. I wouldn't say love. Jesus. Anyway.
Jesus, this is a religion.
Cheese and rice is what I meant to say.
Pete lost the capability to love since middle school. Right? It was a rough
ever since
go
I got caught with my pants down, my heart's been an empty hole. I told you that in confidence. Squidward's father never hugged him. All right. It's 12:52. We're playing more Rex Orange County. Oh, or should we sing along to this? Deepest voice.
Oh, no, I should have kept my receipt. Cause it's time we talk to the ass for the week. And now I can't believe it's not my
name. Oh, here's
one. When positivity seems hard to reach, I'll keep my head down and my mouth shut. Cause if you're going through hell, you just keep going. You're easy. So easy.
Alright, that's not the song we're supposed to play. You're easy.
That was nice.
Said I'd do smooth jazz tonight.
Man, just leave us alone.
Who's who? Only a minute on the phone. How's my accent? Okay, Rex Orange County, another British dude with some angst. And that's the theme of the night, just decided. Have you, yeah.
This, I thought the theme is Jesus.
If you know what this song is from on the TV screen, call in.
Yeah, I don't know where to start. How do you admit that you're falling apart? I mean, how will I admit that I'm falling apart? My mother's gonna worry, but I'm fine in my heart. I live the worst that I've said, and I live with a voice that tends to tell me that I'm shit in my head. And well, maybe I should fuck it and be happy instead. I should just say fuck it and be happy instead, right? Trying to tell me how to deal with myself, but I'm not gonna listen if you mention my health. I don't care, don't tell me and don't text me, cause that kind of shit upsets me, just kind of affects me, and it's bringing me down. And I'm not gonna lie, these days I prefer to just not be outside, and these days I just end up spending all of my time with my girlfriend. But to be honest, I think that's alright, cause time keeps rolling and I'm just making songs.
I'm doing my best, still find myself stressed,
and I'm no longer sure where I belong.
I'm starting to rust, don't know who to trust.
Don't trust anyone, or even me.
Some people concentrate on style too much, but I think I just force myself to smile too much, and that should soon end for the best. Yeah, I wanna live my life with no stress, love life and feel blessed. Like, it's kinda funny on the inside, I'm trying to be a man, but really I'm just a little child. Shit, and that's pretty much it. Yeah, that's pretty much it.
Is there anything else?
Oh yeah, my jaw hurts a lot because I grind it with stress. I was an idiot recently and lost a lot of my friends. Nothing brings me joy and nothing makes me smile. Being in school makes me aware of how I haven't been myself in a while. And I wonder what it was like to be 11. Wonder if there's such a thing as life after death, such a thing as heaven. And every now and then I think about the fact that I'd become a legend if I died at 20.
Did we just become best friends?
What are you two talking about?
We have the same favorite poet.
Oh, sparks are flying. I also love Edgar Allan Poe. Have you heard of The Raven? That's the one where the...
Lenore.
Oh, yeah. I know. I get the reference. I'm fine. Your favorite poet actually is...
Renia Rilke.
Dr. Seuss.
And I didn't think anybody...
Well, Shel Silverstein.
Cool. He's a great one. I was babysitting a kid summer after my freshman year, and I read The Giving Tree to him before he went to bed.
Tears. I cry reading it. Crying. Yeah, I cry reading it.
That one gets me every time.
I said, oh, go to bed now.
You go to bed. Read, Miss Uncle Reed's okay. Don't look.